This is kind of an interesting case study in getting the right shot, or what it takes to get the right shot. I took the this is actually the second photo from this spider series, if you will. The first one I took on a Monday morning. So I was taking the trash out before going to work, and I had my son on my arm. He was 10 months old. And I saw this spider who had built this gigantic web up in the corner of our house, not of our house, but like where the, on the outside of the house, where the eave from the roof hangs over. This web was between that sort of hanging down and attached to the side of the garage. And it looked really cool, especially with that little floodlight in the back. And so I ran in, I grabbed my camera. Because I had my son on my arm, it was hard to take pictures one-handed with that giant clunky D200, which is, if you're considering getting a mirrorless camera, this is one good reason to do it. DSLRs are kind of big and clunky, especially when you attach a big old lens. Thankfully, the 50mm lens is pretty small and light. But anyway, I got the tripod out because I wanted to take a few shots, and I was decently happy with them. I mean, they weren't great, but the tripod is nice. It lets you use a slightly longer exposure and sort of frame things up really nice. But I kind of wanted to move around a little bit more, and that wasn't really possible with my kid on my arm. So whatever. I mean, I was decently happy with the shots. But later that night, I just happened to be outside, and I saw that the spider was still there. And I thought, great, now's the chance to redo it, sort of retake the shot that I tried to get that I didn't really quite get the first time, and had a little more control over the light. Earlier in the morning, the sun was starting to come up, and so I was losing this inky black night. And this shot that you're looking at here was taken at about 9:30 at night. So it was only getting darker, and I had plenty of time to work with. I also like that on this shot, the spider had its legs extended, whereas on the original shot, and if you click through to the blog, I have a link to the original picture on the blog, but the original picture, his legs were sort of closed in, and it didn't have the same effect as this shot where his legs are extended. So I like that. Anyway, I got my D7100 instead of my D200 because in case I needed to crop down, if I couldn't get close enough, I would have had to crop quite a bit. And there's just more room to crop when you have 24 megapixels. So I got the D7100, the 50, I got a step stool instead of a tripod, and I went to town. I was moving all around, kind of trying from one angle and another angle, and I tried going on the opposite side of him, looking at him from like the belly side. And just tried a lot of different things here. I knew kind of what I wanted to achieve, which is almost exactly what you see here. That's what I was looking for. And I just tried a lot of different things to get that and to try a few other things as well. There were a couple tricky elements, like what angle to shoot at, how to balance the lighting. The only source of light here is this floodlight, but I didn't want that floodlight to overpower the spider. I wanted it to highlight the spider. What ISO do I shoot at? What about the shooting mode? These are all questions that were kind of going through my mind, and I didn't want the spider alone. I wanted to put the spider in some greater context, which I talk about here a lot on this blog, and that's why I wanted to put that light in there. Not just the spider illuminated with some sort of glow, but I wanted to show the light and to get the sense of there's more going on here than just a spider on a web. The tricky part, though, was how to expose it properly. I didn't adjust this much in post. I had to get it decently right the first time. I ended up using, before I get to what I use, most of the time I shoot in matrix mode, and it's called something different on Canon cameras, but it's where your camera sort of looks at the whole scene and gives like a nice overall exposure for the entire scene. That didn't work here because it would have exposed for the light and it would have made everything else poorly lit. The light itself would have been nicely exposed, but then the rest of the the image would have been just blown way out. So that wouldn't have worked. Spot metering, where it meters based on the focusing point, wouldn't have worked either, because then it would have tried to get the spider correctly lit, and the light would have been way blown out. What I ended up using was center weighted, and that's where the camera literally looks at whatever's in the center of the frame and exposes based on that. It doesn't always work, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It depends on the shot you want to get. But I had to play around with the exposure modes a little bit, or the metering modes, to finally get what I want. I shot this in aperture priority because I needed a fast enough shutter to get a sharp image. The wind was blowing just a little bit. So I think I shot at 125th of a second, or I shot at f4 at 125th of a second, and I think it was ISO 400. So overall, I'm pretty happy with this shot, but it was sort of an exercise in how to meter properly. If you've never tried that before, and that's sort of the lesson, the takeaway from this one, is play around with the metering mode on your camera. If you have a backlit subject, if you're taking a picture of someone and there's a bright sun behind them, change it to center weighted center weighted metering or spot metering. So it meters for exposure based on where you're focusing. And that can help with a situation where your subject might be overly backlit. But there's different things to try with the metering mode on your camera. It's there if you have a DSLR or even a fancy point and shoot. You can adjust the metering mode, but a lot of people don't try it or maybe don't know what it does. I would suggest you try it and play around with it a little bit, see how it affects the outcome of your shots. Knowing how to use the metering mode can help you get the shot you want, not necessarily the shot that your camera thinks you want. Finally, on one last thing I want to say about this, the reason I shot this intentionally from a low angle is I think it conveys a sense of power and reverence almost for the subject. I was thinking when I shot this of the opening shot of Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, where the Star Destroyer, this Imperial Star Destroyer, looms over the camera. It comes in very slow from the top of the camera, and you get this sense just by watching it happen that whoever built this ship, whoever is controlling and commanding this ship, is a powerful entity not to be trifled with. And it gives you a sense of the power and scope and scale of the Empire. And you can create that mood in your shots. How you frame your shot and the angle at which you shoot can have different effects on your viewer. And so that's sort of my challenge to any of you who are maybe looking to try something different, is try taking a familiar subject and shooting it from different angles. Shoot it from above or below or maybe a side that you might not normally see, and notice how that changes how that photo and that subject is interpreted by the viewers. That was my goal here, was to shoot this from a low angle and give a sense of a more commanding presence to this spider. So hopefully it worked, and hopefully you like it. So anyway, that's all we got for this shot here.